Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 29th of March. It's episode number 783. Might have a proper schedule this week. I can't guarantee it. I've got myself involved in a couple of data projects, trying to get ready for next season. Hoping to make some changes to some bits and bobs, which will take a while, and that starts now. And I've got a Zooms with Chrissy spreadsheet. It's got a lot of Zooms today, so I need to get on with this actually. Internationals, obviously, I think we got one more to go. I don't even know the scores yesterday, didn't look at all. And normal football will be back Friday. I will update the Ultimate Members area Thursday, so everything will be up to date with the databases there. FDD Masters are going out. And those in the Telegram group, one of the things I've been working on in this break is to speed up for the in-play stuff. So we should hopefully have a full in-play from this weekend onwards. So there'll be a lot more action on there. Again, a couple of bits I just want to tweak on a sheet, but I'm speaking to somebody this afternoon about that. But I'm hoping that we get that going on the Telegram. 25 points on the horses the last 7 days, I think, win and place. Not bad for nothing. As I say, I want to try and make that Telegram group the sort of focus of my stuff, getting it away from the social media side and move you guys on, hopefully. So that's all the admin wise. The site's been moved, that's going. So my next phase there will be doing some dog. Sorry about that. Izzy just wanted to get in on the podcast. I was just saying, move the site over. So, you know, the focus on, for me, you know, we're going to limp to the end of this season, but we'll be getting set up for the new season, getting the site, making some changes, some bits we want to do with a full summer to do that. So that work starts now. Right, what have we got today? A little bit of Mindset Monday. So we did on Mindset Monday Wednesday last week, we did a bit about commitment. I think some of you enjoyed it. So one of the things, I mean, I've mentioned this and covered this in numerous elements of this, but I'm just going to cover it as one topic, and I think it's a massive thing for betting trading success, is controlling what I call controlling the controllables. You know, this game isn't an exact science. Every loss tests our mental abilities and how we accept it and how we go on and react to it. The fear of edge gone, start of downturns, all these things, you know, beat up your psyche, chasing, giving up, flipping out when a bet goes the wrong way, all these things. I don't do this, but from what I read, a lot of people do, is start to take it personally. And we've all been through those. To be fair, I have had moments where people were missing penalties that you do think, wow, is it me? But by learning and accepting, we can actually only control certain elements of what we're doing. And once a bet or trade is placed, it's only down to the 22 people on the pitch, or if we bet on a horse, it's down to the horse and jockey. We can then put our focus into the right areas, which is process, analysis, record keeping, accuracy, areas like that. And that is the truth of it. We can only control certain elements of what we do, and to think that we can control other bits is completely irrational. When you actually break it down, and by looking just to focus on what we can do, you can remove so much stress from your trading. I've talked on here before about getting in. I have periods where, you know, I've traded quite nicely over this international break in the 4 or 5 games that I've done, all very stress free. And it's the uncontrollable events and getting in there, that's what make you stress, not being funny, things like social media comments like that, all these external stuff that you can't control. It's those things that make you stress. Just follow anybody, football gambling, me included, just follow anyone and have a look when somebody posts a winner or whatever it may be, have a look at the comments. You know, it's just a nasty field, nasty world we live in. I don't know why people are like it. I don't get it. I don't understand it, the whole thing with it. But you can't control that. You know, you can control it by not going on there, as an example. But getting these irrational thoughts sort and then getting them drilled in by others and cemented over things that we have no control over, somebody else posting a winner, for example, it's just nonsense. So what, when we actually look at the football that we're betting on, what can't we control? We can't control what happens on the field at all. Got no control over VAR, referees, penalties, red cards, strikers missing open goals. It's going to happen game in, game out. Absolutely not one thing you can do about it. You can't control a jockey falling off a horse, a jockey going the wrong way around a track, whatever it may be, you can't control it. And as I say, missed penalties used to be something, still occasionally do, but used to really infuriate me. Missed penalties, used to go mad about it. And it's a perfectly human reaction to get angry at these things, don't get me wrong, but you've got to try and control it. I had a guy again recently, you know, we've done a lot of Zooms with people over the last year. And I went through a method with a guy. He was trading, doing quite nicely, and then he lost a couple down to missed penalties. And he missed the third game because he was doing something else. Can't remember what it was now. And he sent me a long tirade in rant about how that all happens to him. So the two losing trades, which were down to missed penalties, he couldn't control at all. Missing the third trade was purely all down to him. He could have controlled that. You know, I've talked about process being where you should be doing that. So it's that trading plan and the commitment that was needed. But he didn't see it as that. He saw it as, well, it's somebody else's fault because I've lost two with missed penalties and then I've missed a winner. It's just sloppy. And I've talked before about things that you can do, particularly if you're having a stressful trading day. You know, one is stop completely, but things like breathing. And I didn't know this came from Wim Hof. I can't remember where I read it, but it wasn't Wim Hof because I'd read it long before I'd heard of him. But the sort of four-second breaths, you know, if you're having a real stressful day, amazing how this helps you out. On my Apple Watch, I've got a breathing thing that reminds me every now and then just to do a minute of breathing, and I do it 5-6 times a day. But you just breathe in slowly for a count of 4 seconds using your nose, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and then slowly exhale for 4 seconds. And you just do that for a couple of minutes, and it really does clear your mind and relax the stress. So any time if you're really getting stressed with something, particularly results or whatever it may be, it is, you know, people think it's dark, but it is a really good exercise. So you can't control those things on the football pitch that happen. You've got to live with them and you've got to manage yourself living with them. You know, as I say, if they're getting to you too much, then I would just stop. But otherwise, you've got to find your way to manage through a day, having a trading plan, accepting that they happen, and then finding ways that you can relax yourself and relax your body without having to have a fag or reach for a bottle of vodka. You know, going back to social media, another thing we can't control, it is a scourge of modern life. Everybody's got access to our business, wants to know about our business, wants to talk about everybody else, has a huge influence over modern day life. Forget betting, you know, it's been found to influence elections, the way we live, massive misinformation, forceful opinions, nastiness. That's what it is. Whatever anybody says, that is how I see it. And the whole world of betting and trading is not exempt from it. Bettors, traders do like to share what they do, boast of winnings, share fraudulent tips for affiliate earnings, seek reassurance through others. I think it's detrimental more than helpful, personally. That's my personal view on it. I've cut back a massive amount on mine. I've never discussed betting really on social media. If you follow my thing, you know, other than talking about FTS stuff being ready or whatever and putting the podcast, I don't go in and comment on other people's betting posts, because I don't need the badge of reassurance from somebody that people are holding up. It just doesn't serve any purpose, or I don't need the condemnation from people who think they're better than you. It just doesn't interest me. My performance compared to anybody else has no bearing whatsoever. It hasn't. What I do has no bearing on anybody else whatsoever, other than those people I'm financially involved with. It doesn't have any bearing. I'm probably on a different path, going about things a different way. Most people want to knock it, so why would I invite that in? But what I see from a lot of particular particularly people starting out, is they crave it and they want to be involved in it. And it is a perfect storm for me. It's a perfect storm to actually set people back, and it is all perfectly controllable. You can control whether to be on these platforms, you can control who you interact with, how you interact with them, and what information you share about what you do. I'm never ever, you know, like just in general life, it's not anything I'm ever going to fully understand. That social media side, I've never been on Facebook, but I'm just never ever going to really get my head around it. So you can control all your social media input, and you know, people are free to do what they do. These are, as I say, my pods, my opinions. It's just be an area I would look at, you know. So there's two things there: we can control our social media input, and we can't control what's happening on the pitch. We can control how we react to it by trading plans, being organised, process, breathing. The market, we can't control the market. Most sports market and meaningful sports events are traded hundreds, millions, thousands of pounds, and you're in amongst those numbers. You can't control them. The market's going to behave as it's going to behave, and we use it as a tool to place our bets and exit our trades. That's it. If a market goes down, not available, Betfair last week, we can't control that. We can, you know, we can fire off to Betfair. You know, how many messages to Betfair customer service? If you just search Betfair customer service on Twitter and look at the messages to them, it's just abuse. Has it changed anything? No, of course it doesn't. You know, the only thing that would ever change Betfair is if we all down tools, and that's not going to happen, because there's not a viable alternative at the minute. And probably, well, and to say never, things do change, but it's unlikely. Everything we do really is built around that one exchange. But you know, getting in a state about it, and I used to get wound up by going down there when they had that period a few years back. It seemed to be 3 o'clock every Saturday. And what it does then would put you in a bad frame of mind for that trading session, and that could lead to even worse things. You know, I've heard people who've Betfair's gone down Saturday afternoon and they've done their brains on a Saturday evening because they couldn't trade in the afternoon. It's come up and they're in a bad mood. So all those things, you know, markets will suspend. The prices that are available will be available. They'll suspend just before events. You know, I had two yesterday. I was trying to make videos, for the website, in recording the video as I'm doing it. Goal has gone in. I was trying to do a couple of second half trade videos. Nothing I could do about that. There's nothing I can do to change it. You know, I couldn't start the video at a different time. I needed to wait for half time, start the video, match kicked off, goal just after half time. One of those things. So you can't control that. You can't control anything to do with the market other than how you operate in it, how you enter it, how you exit it, what you stake. All that is down to you. What actually happens, whether that market's available, whether the price is available, whether it gets there in your minute, none of that you can control. So if you've got something, for example, waiting for 70 minutes, as I say, and you have three or four games where the goal goes in on 69 minutes, nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. That's what it is. It doesn't and shouldn't affect whatever happens next. So those sort of things. So there are things we can't control. We can't control the market. We can't control what other people do or what they think of us or what they say about us. And we can't control what happens on the playing field of whatever sport it is. Golfer missing a putt, jockey falling off a horse, footballer missing a penalty, whatever it may be. What we can control is our approach to it, and I've talked about that, commitment, doing it as professionally as possible. We can control how much time and level of analysis we put into it. We can control our trading plan and what we're going to do on any given day. We can control our bank size. We can control our maintenance and betting of our betting records and trading records. We can control our placing of bets. All that is in our sole hands. Nobody else is. Not one other person is responsible for it. And we can control how we react to bad bets. It's a conscious choice to flip out and lose the plot. Some people say, oh, I can't help it. Well, you can. Of course you can. You know, it's just nonsense to say that you can't. And when I speak to these people, I've many conversations with gamblers. You know, I've had thousands of Zooms over this year, talking to people about all sorts of different things, from people who've been ripped off to people who struggle to exactly what I'm talking about, people who lose the plot. And when I speak to them, it's as if they're possessed by somebody, like a third. Somebody's taken over and removed all responsibility from what they've done. You know, staying in a trade longer. Oh, it's, I've had a couple of lather draws not go right. It's whatever, 2-0. I've stayed in because I'm going for the full win, and it comes back to 2-2. All perfectly controllable. Nobody else's fault. You've made that decision to stay in. So learning those elements and control obviously depends on learning new skills, maybe. Developing mental strength, if you like, but they are all controllable, all perfectly fixable. So when you turn your attention to controlling that and what you can affect and letting go of the stuff you can't affect, so for example, you know, spending less time on social media, interacting with other bettors and actually focusing on what you're doing, one, you'll build up a bit more confidence, but two, you start to get into this zen light. It's just a process. I'll do it. And you know, there's some great stories on FTS, genuinely, of people who have, and predominantly I do these podcasts for members of FTS, who have changed over the last year, and even this, you know, this week, heard, not just in betting, a couple of guys with weight loss, stuff like that, because they're actually starting to take responsibility themselves rather than that why always me type of feeling, and oh, let's blame Ian for this and let's blame someone else for that and that was the jockey's fault, whatever it may be. If you learn to control what you can control genuinely in all aspects of your life, you will start to see an improvement. So focusing, as I said, focusing on uncontrollable things, absolutely proven that it raises stress, absolutely proven that it does raise stress, and that is not a good thing whatever you're doing. And responsibility of taking that responsibility of looking at exactly how you act, really, that's what you're looking at. How do you go about, forget Excel, forget databases, forget online stat sites, forget trading software, forget any of that, none of that, all these tools that we need, Betfair Exchange, all that, forget all that, and that's a formulation of what we do, the products that we need, this, that and the other, but look at actually how do you carry on yourself in your environment for trading. Are you trying to do it whilst watching telly, and are you getting worked up over losers, all these things. You've got to start to identify how you are. I'm a very, very, people know me that I fly off the handle, I do, but I'm a very, very, very calm around my house, very calm trader. Sam and I don't row. I've got a very sort, I don't know what word you would use for that, but calm, I guess, is what I would. I'm actually quite a calm person. I'm a very good person for people to come to with problems, because I don't just fly off and I think things through and think of solutions. I've always had a saying, you know, solutions, not problems. There's only solutions, not problems. Every single person, every person has their own battles to fight. And I, you know, that's one of the things, again, I know I keep mentioning social media, but it's one of the things that annoys me. You know, I've currently got my sister just come out of hospital Saturday. You know, that's a constant worry for me. And then I'm dealing with idiots and other issues that, because nobody's got any regard for anybody else. We all have our own little individual battles and fights and mountains to climb. And we all want to do the best for ourselves. And we get these other people chipping in, trying to make life miserable, whatever it may be. But it doesn't matter who you are. You've got to find a way to conquer your challenges. You know, the best doctors, finest scientists, they dedicate their lives to conquering these challenges and lifting people. You know, whatever anybody says about coronavirus, whatever, you know, the doctors and scientists who are working on these vaccines and things in such a short space of time, I know there's people who just think it's all a big hoax, and that absolutely phenomenal effort for me, for these guys, absolutely phenomenal effort, day in, day out, to get that done, to actually get something produced that can help this situation. And they dedicate themselves to it. And I think that that you've got to try and get this sort of dedication to you. I've moved very much in my life, you know, been fortunate with how things have turned out for me, very much to helping other people. I've always said to my kids, when I die, there's not going to be any money left. They'll have a house, but I don't mind giving a bit of money away now, trying to help people out. I've got no real attachment to having a mass of money. I did years back, but I now haven't. You know, as you get older, you think, actually, there is only so much money you need. It's more for me, the trading side of it now is more, it's something I enjoy doing, which is a real key thing. If I didn't enjoy doing it, I probably wouldn't do it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the work involved in it. I enjoy the execution of it. I enjoy what comes out of it, obviously. And yeah, I want to live a life. And, you know, Suggsy says to me, oh, we live two different lives. We're world apart. But it's not just all about that. You know, things in life are just things. I do like helping people and moving on. But you've got to find what suits you, what you can control in your life to make your life better. And in the, you know, in all elements of life, as I say, if losing weight is something and it will make you happier, do it. But remember what you can control in that. You can control what you eat. You know, and some causes are lost. Some mountains can't be climbed. But all the while you're trying, you know, then you know you're making the right thing. And if you're not trying, then just stand back. Generally, you're becoming an observer. You're going to stand back and watch those of us who do want to do it push on. And you're probably going to curse your luck and blame everybody else. But that's not the reality of it. Again, I get into this stage. I always get to the stage about 20 minutes in, 25, where I feel I'm waffling and whether I'm actually helping people. But I think you've got to look at, you know, you personally, and that's the phrase I put around it. What can you control, not just in your bedding but in all aspects of your life, but then in the bedding side of it, worrying about stuff that you've got no control over is a waste of time. Extricating yourself from situations that will be negative to you is something you can control, whatever that may be. And I'm not saying it's easy, I'm not saying it's going to be, people are going to be getting up tomorrow and that, but work towards it. Sort of try and identify first what sort of person you are, particularly in your trading betting environment, and what could you do to make it better. What could you remove that has no bearing on it? What could you improve and focus on with the other sort of stuff I've talked about, commitment, trading plans, this, that and the other? And I think you'll start to see improvements. That's it. Start today, controlling the controllables. Have a look at it and see how you get on. You know, things like the breathing techniques, amount of time you spend on your screens, all that sort of side, have a look at it and see, does it do you any good? That's it. Obviously, there's no football, nothing for me. I'm just going to roll along till Friday. As I say, Thursday I'll get the updated sheets on the website, so I'll sometime over Thursday, it may not be till the evening, I'll get all the ultimate stuff up to date, and I'll update all the spreadsheets that are on the website, the goal times and this, that and the other. I want to speak to somebody today about moving them into one area so they're not on the blog, in effect, that we get them in an area that I can just upload and you know where to go, and then I can get those more up to date. But yeah, that's it. So hopefully there's some help in there. I'll be back tomorrow with a stats one, and then obviously not a pod Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we'll have the football preview as the European football resumes towards the close of the season. Have a lovely Monday. Enjoy your week, Easter week. Oh, well, people can see people. I've forgotten about that. You can see people today. So if you're going to see anybody or get out and have a game of golf, enjoy that. It's quite a sort of milestone now, isn't it? That can see a few people in the garden has become a milestone of life. Shows you how bad things have been. But yeah, if you're meeting up with people, enjoy that. People are everything. Right, enjoy your Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.